Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the call, everyone. We are so blessed to be here this morning on this Mold Me, Mend Me Monday morning. So we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, Daddy God, we just worship you. We praise you. We honor you. We exalt you. Father, you said to ask and believe when we pray. And whatsoever we shall ask, we shall have it. We ask for you to continue to bless the Master's call. We ask for you to continue to undergird us and give us strength. We ask you to continue to guide us and keep us humble. We ask you to continue to pour out your power and anointing so that souls are saved, captives are set free, burdens are removed, the sick are healed, the depressed are delivered, and you are glorified. You and only you, you alone are magnified. You are exalted high above all other gods because you are the only true living God. We come asking you to continue to bless Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa for their faithfulness. Bless them for answering the call to this ministry. Bless them for providing a platform for artists, believers, and others to hear a word from you each weekday morning. We come asking you to continue blessing Artists International and the Diaz de Leon family. Father God, guide them so that they make godly decisions. Protect them and surround them with supernatural shields that only you can provide and that the enemy cannot penetrate. I pray that you bless Minister Tiffany with a rhema word, clear thought, and an anointed delivery. We come asking you to touch the heart of every listener as Minister Tiffany gives voice to your word today. We come asking you to remove static from the phone lines, the airwaves, and the entire atmosphere so that this call goes uninterrupted, unhindered, and unchecked. I bind the hand of the enemy and every diabolical attempt to disrupt this call. I loose the spirit. I loose your power. I loose your anointing. I loose your presence. And I loose the Shekinah glory of your word. I pray this prayer in that name that is above every name. That name is Jesus. Jesus, our Lord. Jesus, our Savior. Jesus, the master of this call. And Jesus, the master of our lives. I'm going to turn it over to, I believe, Minister LaShawn is our host today. Are you there?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
Amen. God. Good morning, Master's Call family. This is LaShawn and here, and I greet you all with the warmest of kingdom greetings and with Jesus' joy. And I'm just so excited about what the Lord is doing for us this and every day. And I also just want to say that if you put God first and you have faith, even when the enemy is trying to block your blessings, it will not happen. So no weapon will prosper. It may form, but it will not prosper. So I just wanted to give you that little tidbit this morning. So the Master's Call, I am just so excited that you're on this morning. The Master's Call was founded back in October 25th, 2010, by two victorious women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, and Dr. P.K. Roberts, affectionately known now as Dr. Dimples, but she is also and most known as the Ambassador of Artists International. And these two victorious women of God were given a mandate. They were given a mandate to create the Master's Call. And because they were so obedient to God's voice, because they were steadfast and immovable, that's exactly what they did. And this call stands on a scripture found in Psalms 88:13, and that scripture reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So Master's Call family, we start this call off in prayer, as you heard our pastor, Candy, and we also end this call in prayer, and we encourage you, saints, to continue your day in prayer, because when the prayers go up, God's mighty, mighty blessings, they all come down. And then God also gave these two victorious women a mission statement for the call, and that mission statement is to enrich, to enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. And I know that the word that God has given to Minister Tiffany will do just that. Now, you may be on the call for the first time or the first couple of times, and you may say, well, wait a minute, what is Artist International, and what is an ambassador, and all of that? Well, and what does it have to do with the prayer call? And I am so glad that you asked. Somebody blessed you. Somebody cared enough about you to say, I want you to not only get the word this morning, but to learn a little bit about Artist International and to come back to them to get more information. Artist International is a health and wellness company founded by the Diaz de Leon family, and they are sold out to the Lord. And not only are they sold out to the Lord, their principles stand on what God has taught us, and that's to be faith, have faith, and to love and adore your family. And we're just so excited to be part of that company. It's threaded most of us together. So go back to the person who told you about this debt-free company that can change your health and change your zip code and ask them to please tell you a little bit more about it, especially the 90K in 90 days, as well as the Empowerment Conference that will be taking place Father's Day weekend in Orlando, Florida. So directly after this call, after you get the word and you are inspired and you are empowered and God has flowed through you, we invite you to go to the Morning Motivational Call, which is hosted by a team of Platinum Presidents of Artists International. And that phone number is area code 530-881-1300. And the access code is 539-598. Town. So we're just so excited that God has given us another opportunity to have our blessings anew this morning. And I'm about to move out the way so Minister Tiffany could come on the line and tell us, thus saith the Lord. And a little bit about this awesome woman of God. She was born and raised in Southern California. She is the mother of Kaylon Williams and is a middle child with an older sister, Yvette, and a younger brother, Aaron. Tiffany is a graduate of California State University, Long Beach, with a bachelor's in criminal justice. She grew up in the National Baptist Convention and held several offices in the Western Baptist State Convention. Tiffany is currently employed by the city of Culver City, California, and she also serves as a parent chair at the First Tee at South Los Angeles, which is a golfing organization if you have not guessed it. She is an avid golfer. She loves the Lord with all her heart and with all her soul and puts God first in all that she does. And she is also one of the most energetic Artist International distributors that I know. She is very, very active, and she shows and teaches and trains, inspires, and gets others to do the same thing. So I'm about to move out the way so you can go ahead and hear what the Lord has downloaded in Tiffany this morning. Are you there? Good morning, Minister Tiffany. Are you there?
I am here, Minister LaShawn. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, loud and clear. Take it away.
All right. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister LaShawn, for that profound introduction this morning. And God morning, God morning, God morning to each of you here on the Master's Call. I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on behalf of the Master's Call. And I thank God for Dr. P.K. Roberts, and for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon for allowing me to be a minister here on the Master's Call. And I thank God. I thank God because he is holy. I thank God because he is creator. I thank God because he is healer and because he is redeemer. And I thank him because he is amazing. So I hope you guys had a wonderful, wonderful weekend. We're back again as we begin Holy Week, which actually started on yesterday. So I hope your Palm Sunday on yesterday was great, because that definitely defines the beginning of the trip that Jesus made to Jerusalem. And he began his trip knowing that soon he would lay down his life for the world and for each of us here on the Master's Call. See, that was Jesus' triumphal entry into what he needed to be, which is our destiny. So I thank God for Holy Week, and Holy Week in 2014 for me is totally different. It's beginning to be different than any Holy Week that I could even remember. And so as we go through these next 7 days, I want you to go through it being a little bit different. And why am I saying that? Well, I'm saying that because in God's word, he calls us to be holy. He calls us to be righteous. So I want to just focus on the holy part. What is that holy thing that God is calling me to do? See, God is calling us to holiness. So that will be my subject for this morning. God is calling us to holiness. So that means that he's calling me and he's calling you. Let's look at the word holy. Holy is an adjective. It means consecrated or set aside for sacred use, as opposed to pagan or common use, standing apart from sin and evil. It's a characteristic of God, which means that it's a characteristic for us, especially in the third person in the Trinity, which is the Holy Spirit. So God is calling us to be holy. Leviticus 19:2 says, "You shall be holy, for I am holy, the Lord your God." See, holiness involves commitment and activity. It's a continuous choice to deepen one's relationship with God and then allow this relationship with God to guide your actions into the world. So let us look at Romans chapter 12, verse 1. I'm going to read one reading from the New Living Translation, and then I'm also going to read Romans 12, 1 through 2 from the Message Bible. So from the New Living Translation, it reads, "A living sacrifice to God. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Don't copy the behavior and customs of the world, of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect." And I said, how profound is it that this morning when Minister Candy greeted you, she said, mold me and mend me Monday. Mold me and mend me. So that means that some new things are going on. There's some processes that need to go on in our lives. Romans 12, 1 through 2 in the Message Bible, this is what God is saying to you. Place your life before me. So here's what I want you to do. God helping you, take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering, embracing what God does for you, which is the best thing you can do for him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what he wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you, develops well, form maturity in you. So God is calling us to renew our minds, to renew our attitudes, to renew our way of thinking, to renew the way that we walk, to renew the way that we talk. And so as we go through this Lenten season, start thinking of different ways to go about living your life. We here at Artists International, we have a wonderful, we have so many wonderful products, but I'm telling you, in this season right here, the there are three products that you could actually be using, which is, would be that Green 29, the Laviv Green, and, of course, my favorite, the Ultra Body Cleanse. And so God is calling us to actually detoxify our minds, our bodies, and our spirits. So if you are an Artist International entrepreneur on this line, then he's also calling you to detox in this season. So when I'm saying it's for me, okay, Lord, I want to present myself wholly unto you. I want to present myself as a living sacrifice. So that means that I need to allow some of these things that I know that you have been asking me to get rid of, to do away with, to purge me, to get just detox myself from, I'm going to allow you to do it this next 7 days. So, Tiffany, what does that mean that you're going to be doing? Well, no meat, no bread, no sweets. So that sounds like a fast. Well, that is what it is for me. But I'm asking each of you on this line today to see what it is for you. How are you going to present yourself as a living sacrifice before God? On the ambassador's call, we've been talking about the favor, the blessings, and the increase of God. And I do believe and I do know that it's already being activated in many lives. Are you walking into the favor of God? Are you walking into the blessings that he has for you? Are you walking into the increase? See, it's about sacrifice. And see, in our Connect group that we have at our church, we've been studying a book by Robert Morris, The Blessed Life. And in that book, The Blessed Life, it's telling us that anytime some money comes into our hands, that first 10% of what we make goes to God. And see, we wonder sometimes, why are we in the situations that we're in? And Robert Morris simply said, because if you're not giving your first fruits, that means that you're stealing from God. Oh, wow. When I heard that, I said, oh, my God. You know, how many times is it when we get, you know, some money in our hands and we say, oh, no, I need to do this with it. I need to do that. Well, no, if you made $110 off of a garment sale, then you need to take 10% of that garment sale and give it to God. See, it's not ours anyway, but, you know, we've claimed it, but it actually belongs to God. So present yourself holy unto God. So we need to walk in holiness. You know, somebody may, you know, cut you off on the road, but, you know, you have a choice. You have a choice to say something that's not godly, or you have a choice to say something ungodly. So the choice that you make is the godly response. Oh, well, you know, God bless you. That would be the holy response. And then, you know, I'm not going to even go because there could be a ton of other responses, but we want to keep it holy. So as you go through this week, remember just to keep it holy, because we want to be holy because our God is holy. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2, and this is from the New Living Translation. I am writing to God's church in Corinth, to you who have been called by God to be his own holy people. He made you holy by means of Jesus, of Christ Jesus, just as he did for all people everywhere who call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. May God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. See, God is calling us to be holy. And when we call on the name of Jesus, then God will hear us and he will answer us. Many times we go through situations in our lives and we omit calling on the name of Jesus. And why do we do that? Because, see, in the physical, it's easy to call on your friend. It's easy to call your parents. It's easy to call on your siblings. It's easy to call on someone who's close to you. But do we call on God first? A lot of times we don't get the answers that we seek to get because we don't go to the right person that we should go to first, and that's God Almighty. You know, Lord, what would you have me to do in this situation? Lord, am I walking according to your will? See, a lot of times we allow what people say about us to validate us, and that takes us out of our lane and out of the place where God would have us to go. So when's the last time that you had a deep conversation with God? Have you sent him a text message today to see what he wanted you to do in this day? Did you even ask him when you got up, Lord, what is it that your will in me will be done in this day? Have a conversation with him. It's not too late. Let's look at 1 Corinthians verse 1 and 30. God says, God has united you with Christ Jesus for our benefit. God made him to be wisdom itself. Christ made us right with God. He made us pure and holy, and he freed us from sin. Therefore, as the scriptures say, if you want to boast, boast only about the Lord. Hallelujah. So see, we have already been freed from sin. So no matter what you did, we all sin. Sometimes we forget that we sin, but, you know, we can be good about picking out what somebody else did. But what did we do? Each one of us has fallen short. Each one of us has sinned. But I'm so glad that we serve a God who has washed away all of our sins. So we don't have to walk around in our past sins, you know, those past sins that sometimes we keep on carrying on our shoulder, that baggage of sin that we have that we just never dropped at the door. Well, today I want to set you free. Drop those bags down at the door and be free, because the power of God still works. The blood still works. The blood has washed away your sins. It says, what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. See, your sins have already been washed away, and God has already set you free. So it is time for you to walk in the holiness of who God called you to be. You are holy. Why? Because God said that you were holy and that you are pure. You are his creation. You are his masterpiece. You are the apple of his eye. He loves you, and he has greater and new things in store for you. So detox your mind today. Detox your body. Detox your spirit. Detox some of those relationships that have been hindering you. Because, see, when God gets ready to elevate you and to take you to different places that he knows are best for you, some of the people who have been hindering you and holding you back, they cannot go. Sometimes those relationships may be hard to let go, but you have to trust and believe and know that God knows what's best for you. Jeremiah 29 and 11 says that God knows the plans that he has for you. So if he says that he knows in Jeremiah 29, 11, then you have to trust and believe that he knows. Even when you wake up some days in the morning and you plan your day out to do the things that you have planned that you're going to do, and then all of a sudden there comes a corkscrew in the situation and you're thinking, what just happened? Well, could that be God? Because he said that he knows the plans that he has for you. He knows what's best for you. Even when we don't know, God knows. So be holy, he says, because I, the Lord.
Did we lose her?
I'm not quite sure if we lost Minister Tiffany, but what a powerful, powerful word God has downloaded in her. Again, if you want to hear the rest of the actual message that was said, we invite you to call the playback number, but we trust that all is well with Minister Tiffany. It may have just been a dropped call. So we're just going to go before the Lord now in prayer. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we just thank you for the word that you've given to Tiffany this morning. And although the enemy tried to make it for
bad, we know that it is good because we received the message that it was that you wanted us to receive this morning, for us to be more like you, Lord, for us to stay in the lane that will get us closer to you, Father God, for us to be able to speak the word as well as do the word. God, we ask right now that you watch over Minister Tiffany as well as her family and all those around her, Father. Touch her, Lord, only the way that you know that you can, Father God. Unblock any hindrances from her life and her family's life, Lord, that may be a distraction to you, oh God. We ask that you watch over her son, Kalon, as he grow athletically and academically, oh God. Touch that young man so that he continue to be raised as a child of God, oh God. We thank you that Minister Tiffany has shown him the way to go to the Bible first and seek your understanding, God. We just thank you so much that you're watching over her, Father, and we know that pancreatic cancer is a name that must bow down to the authorities of Jesus. So we trust and believe right now that her father is whole. We trust and believe right now that the cancer will be removed from his body. God, we know that you are going to run your DNA through his system as well as others that stand in the need of prayer, oh God, because you are the Alpha and Omega. You are the Surgeon General. You are the one that is the ultimate decision maker, and with that, our souls are clear and it is rejoicing. God, we want to be more like you, oh Lord. We want to be able to please you, Father, in all that we do. So remove any strongholds that are binding us from serving you, God. Remove anything that is keeping us from walking the way you want us to walk. Remove anything that is in our hearts and our minds that's keeping us from talking the way you want us to talk. God, we ask that you show us the path so we could serve your children the way you want us to serve, oh God. We just thank you right now in the matchless name of Jesus for the provisions that you are making for your children. Watch over the Ambassador of Artists International, Dr. P.K. Roberts. Lord, guide her and mold her. She has the tools to be equipped, but she knows to go to you, Lord, and to pray and to ask for that unyielding mercy, oh God. Mold her to be the mother and leader that you want her to be, oh God. Mold her so she could continue walking and doing all the things that you want her to do. And Father God, we thank you so much for Siobhan, and we just ask that you just bless her. Thank you so much for Pastor John's Super Saturday presence and giving people the opportunity to learn more about Artists International. Thank you so much for Jackie Henderson, giving her provision to go out to the fashion show on the 5th and to be able to book more showcases and to be able to learn more information about artists. And thank you, God, for watching over Joni and touching her finger, Lord, removing the infection from her finger, removing any infirmities from her body. We know that any condition that was trying to breathe in Joni has been removed in the matchless name of Jesus, because you are a healer and you are the decision maker. We thank you for Minister Robin and her steadfast service that she does, not only with the Master's Call, but for her community and for her church as an elder. We thank you, oh God, that you are watching over Aunt Mary and you're removing the blood clots from her lungs, Lord. We know that you are drenching her and saturating her with the blood of the Lamb, and she will be healed. And we just thank you right now, oh God, that you are blessing over Barbara and her sister, Lavetta. We know, Lord, that drug addiction is a condition that must bow down to the authorities of Jesus, so you're going to remove any kind of addiction, any kind of depression, anything that is not of you, so she could continue to serve. Lord, we ask that you remove the taste of any kind of drug from any of your children, Lord. We know that you are a miracle working God, and you will have any and everyone that needs to recover one day at a time, oh God. I thank you so much, Lord, for watching over Minister Willa, and watch her sister and those that are dealing with other emergencies, oh God. Watch over Aunt Florence, Lord. She's still mourning the loss of her husband. We know that joy will come in the morning. You will comfort her, oh God, because there is nothing that could keep her from praising you. We just thank you so much for all that you are doing in our lives, and we just thank you so much for the blessings that you have given us. And it is in Jesus' matchless name that the children of God will say, amen and amen and amen. I just got word that Minister Tiffany was back on the line, so we're going to bring her back on to close that awesome and dynamic word that God has given her, as well as giving us the benediction. But just before that, we just wanted to thank thank everyone that attended Pastor Lucille Scott Empowerment Conference, as well as those who attended the Super Saturday in Pennsylvania supporting Siobhan. We just thank you for that and remind you to jump on the MMC call, 530-881-1300. The access code is 539-598-POUND. Artist International Distributors, check your back office. And again, if you were invited to this call, go back to the person that sent you. Minister Tiffany, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Praise the Lord for you and your message. Go ahead and finish out as well as giving us our benediction.
Amen. To God be the glory. We are children of the King, and His favor is on our lives. The favor of God goes before us and produces success in our lives. The favor of God is on our lives, and the enemy will never triumph over us. Because of God's favor, we will never be defeated. And because we have God's favor, we are blessed, and we will walk daily in supernatural blessings. God, make us over. Mend us and mold us. Allow us to be pure and holy as we are your ministers in the marketplace and as we begin our path to holiness. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that this day will be great and that greater and new things are in store for each and every single one of you. Amen, amen, and amen. We will hear you here on the Master's Call on tomorrow. Have a powerful Monday. Amen. Goodbye for now.